residing in Sri Ramana's ashrama. The following letter from Dennis, written in the summer of 2019, clearly states the attitude which would benefit one who aspires to live and serve at the ashrama. The counsel given here was seen in Dennis' daily life and in his interactions with everyone. I understand that you wish to live in the ashrama. Yes, that is possible. But since you are new to the ashrama, I thought that I should write you and provide a little more insight into what it means to live in Sri Ramana Maharishi's ashrama. It took me some decades to really understand it myself. First of all, I consider it a privilege to have had the independence and freedom to pursue an ideal that requires full dedication and devotion, and to find a place and a guru who fully embodies the ideal can only materialize by his grace. I believe Sri Ramana Maharishi's ashrama is best suited to those who intensely yearn to realize their true nature, the one eternal self. And that yearning is best nourished by a disciplined life dedicated to that one ideal. That is why I consider the daily meditations and chanting in the shrine to be the prime activity of ashrama life. It is only by the regular practice of meditation over a sustained period does the mind lose its hold on us and the ego begins to thin out, preparing us to be absorbed into the source of our being. So, therefore, I consider it to be the main work done by the ashrama residents, that is, the steady practice of meditation at fixed times, at other times too, until it becomes natural. After all, this is the way taught by Bhagavan and the means to experience the perfect happiness of the self. The next duty of an ashramite is to serve the devotees and guests. Many of us have had a personal awakening by the grace of Sri Ramana Maharishi and accept him as our guru. Though he is not now embodied, he always said he was not the body during his lifetime, and that his influence, grace, and guidance will continue with or without a physical body. And many testify that it does till this day. And that is why a great number of seekers are finding their way to him and taking to his teachings. It is an ancient tradition in India to serve the Guru for 12 years. Even though the Maharishi is not presently in a body to serve, he has given us a way to fulfill this tradition. If you serve my devotees, you are serving me, he said. That is what we do here. And the best way to do this is to assume the attitude of a servant. That is what we do here. And the best way to do this is to assume the attitude of a servant. I had lived in an Indian home of a friend for some months in India, who had several servants in his house. From observing them, I came to have a clearer understanding of a servant's life. First of all, he or she knows full well that nothing in the household belongs to them. It belongs to the master of the house and his children. In our case, Bhagavan is the master, and the devotees and seekers are his children. Secondly, the servant is attentive to the needs of the master's family, even anticipates them, without in any way making them feel obliged or indebted. The servant doesn't impose rules or make requests from any in the master's family to do his or her assigned work. Also, the servants ensure that the master's quarters are always clean and in order. In our case, all this is done in service to Bhagavan with the sole idea or feeling that he alone is the doer and we are only his instruments. If such service is not done with the sole objective of eliminating the ego, the ego will take possession of the doership. Pride will result, and all will be lost. One needs to be vigilant at all times in this respect until the feeling of doership is erased completely. Of course, no two people are alike or can act alike. There will always be differences, but the ultimate goal is the same for us all. And that single goal should ever be in our awareness, standing before us, guiding us. A mother superior of a convent once told a young nun, "My child, if you want to be holy and always happy, remember this, never let anyone know who pleases or displeases you, whom you find agreeable or disagreeable, what you like or dislike." I find that this simple instruction is most appropriate for anyone who wishes to live in the ashrama dedicated to the life and teachings of Sri Ramana Maharshi. I believe if one wholeheartedly practices this, the feeling of otherness will vanish forever. Dennis.